All right, we're back once again now talking to Saint Stations, Caitlin. Caitlin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. 4 years.
Four.
Time has flown by.
Flown by.
All right, so tell me about starting off as a Saint Station at a young age. You were 18 when you started?
Yes.
And you've now since completed college or nearly completed college?
Nearly. Okay. I have 2 semesters left.
So how's that been, being a Saint Station right out of high school, going right into college and maintaining all of that?
It was definitely hard at first. I felt like I was thrown in with the big dogs, you could say. but it's definitely helped me grow and mature, and it's increased my work ethic a lot. But yeah, it was definitely scary at first.
Did you get any advice from your mom? Because I understand your mom was a former Saint Station as well, right?
Yeah, she was what really pushed me into trying out. I was unsure about it, actually, at first.
Okay.
And then she really gave me the push I needed, and I'm glad she did, because this has been, like, the best experience.
So she's been your biggest supporter throughout all of this?
Definitely.
Right? And this is home? You're from New Orleans area?
Yep, born and raised.
Awesome. So how does your family feel coming to the game, seeing you on the field, cheering on the Saints Nation?
They're so excited. Before I can even come home, my mom has posted somewhere about me on the field somehow, and everyone's calling me, texting me, oh my god, I saw you on the field.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on the field? And sure, there's got to be a funny moment in 4 years, right?
Yes. My very first game, I got my first spray tan of my entire life, and I bought darker makeup products because I thought I would need it to balance out. And under the big dome lights, Miss Leslie looks at me and she said, you look green. So I had to go back and start over.
So you made it through the whole game being green?
No. I got to go back into the locker room, wash my face, and the girls helped me get myself together.
So let's talk about the girls.
That's
4 years. You've made some friends along the way, I hope, right?
Sisters.
I like that. That's even better. So tell us about these sisters. You're going to maintain contact and reach out to the girls who are remaining on the team?
Yeah, absolutely. There's girls that left after my second year that I still talk to, like, on a weekly basis, actually. And we have so many group text messages going on. We're constantly in contact with each other. So it'd be hard not to stay in touch.
Okay. And you went straight from high school to the big leagues, as you call it, with the big dogs.
Do
you regret not going through a college experience first, or is that something that wasn't available at your school?
I was leaning towards going to Ole Miss, actually, out of state. Okay. And I thought I would go there if I didn't make it, and I ended up making it. So I chose to stay.
So Saint Stations has really shaped your life in more than one way. It kept you here in New Orleans.
Right.
And has led to maybe, I don't know, have you met anybody here? I don't know. You have reasons to continue to live in New Orleans once you graduate?
I mean, I'm born and raised. I love it. There's really no other place like it. So I don't see myself going anywhere else.
Awesome. And what is your major?
Kinesiology.
So what do you hope to do with that once you are no longer a Saint Station and have time to really go out there and get into the real world, so to speak?
I hope to go to graduate school for occupational therapy.
So now you have time to do that, right?
Yeah, more time to study.
I've asked the rest of the girls that have been here with us today to give that final farewell, final bye-bye to the Saints Nation. If you wouldn't mind, look at the camera one more time and tell fans, see ya.
I'm going to have a new seat in the dome this year, but I'm also excited to join my mom and dance on the field with the alums. So thanks.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Enjoy wherever life takes you next.